This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, if I was still working in TV news at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, we'd be having like this big production meeting. There'd be a producer, an associate. TV's got way too many people. There'd be like an associate producer, an associate to the associate, the anchors, the writers, the editors. Yeah, they all sit in a room, about 28 people, for no reason. Four could do it, but it's like make work stuff. Anyway, we'd be having this big debate this morning. They go, okay, what we're on the whiteboard. What do we lead with today? What's the big story? I go, I don't know. But since it's radio and talk radio and it's me and you, I look down here and I go, I don't know what we start with. Because you can go anywhere. Because everybody's got news. Everybody got news. Welcome to it. John Fricke with you live from the Northern Kia Studios. 10:02 in the morning on a Sunday. You and I have 4 hours to talk. We got 4 hours to chat. I was going to say there are no guests, but every caller is a guest. You know the rules. You know, just we can disagree without being disagreeable. Don't be a Richard, and converse too. I mean, if you want to do a drive-by, I'll hang up and listen kind of thing. Okay, but really the point of this whole show is for you and I to have a discussion, and I will challenge you, and you will challenge me, and I want you to challenge me. I mean, that's good. I mean, I'm absolutely, you know, up for the challenge. Because I want to debate the issues, because as I work through these issues, all right, understand something. When we have discussions, it's how we learn, right? When you don't talk to people, you don't learn anything. When you have discussions, no matter what it is in life, you learn something. Either you learn something directly from that person, or that person triggers something that you go, oh, wait, I hadn't thought about that. And then it broadens the conversation out and you start to not change your mind, grow your mind in how you perceive things, right? That's all. And I'll give you a perfect example. This whole Giannis thing, okay? Now, I was just listening to the national guys, and this is from a guy who did national for a long time, TV and radio. So I understand what they're doing when they're discussing the big stories of the day and discussing the Giannis situation, because Giannis is going to be meeting with the Bucks this week. I understand it. It's going to be a huge story. We all know that Giannis is going to be probably out. Milwaukee doesn't have a first-round pick that they control until 2030, and it's just time for him to move on, and he's $54 million, and there's a lot of reason to believe that Giannis wants out, and he wants kind of a new thing. All right, so I think he's going to go. But I find it so interesting because the default of the national media, once again, is to just assume, because this is what they do, because I worked in New York and L.A., they assume everybody wants to come to New York. Everybody wants to come to Los Angeles. Why would you want to go to flyover country? Why would you want to go with those rubes anywhere else in the country? And that's just because they're arrogant SOBs. That's all. That's what they are. You know, that's what they are. This is why I tell you, you can't hate the media in New York and LA enough, okay? Because that's who they are. I worked with the people, I hated them. I mean, I had some friends, but generally, they're so myopic, they're so just in their own little way. Why would you ever go there? And then they, because of that, they don't actually pay attention to the news. They just assume, well, he's got to want to come here. There's no other option. What other option would there be? He's got to go to the Lakers, the Clippers, the Knicks, or the Nets. He's got to come here. He's got to go to L.A. There's nothing else in between. Couldn't possibly want to go to Atlanta. No, that's that's some backwater town with a bunch of rednecks, similar down there in the sticks that nobody cares about. You fly a plane in, you fly a plane out, that's about it. That's what they think, okay? So they don't pay attention to the news. They don't pay attention to the fact that the Atlanta Hawks have not one but two openings. Those two openings are team president and, oh, by the way, yes, general manager. Because the current general manager is an interim general manager. So they're not paying attention to the news that the Atlanta Hawks might be searching for both positions. And both positions are talking to our guys, potentially, that are tied, all right, directly to what player? What player? You mean, like, his agent might be considered for general manager of the Hawks? His agent. Okay? Yeah. I'm just putting it out there. Alex Horatsis is the agent for Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Alex Horatsis is a name that has been floated as a possible GM of the Atlanta Hawks. Now, why in the world would the Hawks hire an agent to be their GM? I mean, he's qualified beyond just being an agent. I don't know, maybe he represents Giannis Antetokounmpo. I first broached this about 2 months ago. I said to all of you, I got really kind of into it a little bit. Oh, yes, by the way, let me stop for a second. Yes, we're going to talk Braves. We're going to talk Falcons. I got a ton of college football. We're going to get into United, all that stuff. And you're welcome to talk about whatever is first of mind to you at 404-726-0929. I'm just starting here because the previous show ended with it. Because, you know, June 1st is coming. Next week is going to be a big week because the Big Ten and SEC are meeting again. And future college football kind of stuff. And there's more chatter about the NCAA. We'll get into all that. The NCAA, what a joke. And of course, next week is when Giannis is meeting with the Bucks to formally, I guess, for lack of a better term, part ways. Okay? He's just going to walk in there and go, it's time. I got to go. You guys know I got to go. Let's make the deal. And so when you're talking about the fact that these New York and LA people are chatting about, well, he's going, I mean, he may go to the, look, by the way, I have no idea where he's going. He could go back to Milwaukee. I doubt it. I'd be surprised if he did, but he could. And he could end up on the Knicks. That's true. But they are, well, you know, they're breathless, right? Well, you know, when Giannis, yeah, I mean, to come into the Knicks, we all know that. No, actually, we don't. Because the potential team president and the potential general manager, two different people, are both directly tied to Giannis Antetokounmpo, who might be the team president and general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. But you guys aren't paying attention to any of that news because you're stuck in your little world of, why wouldn't you want to live here? It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, well, I live there. I can tell you right now, it ain't the greatest city in the world. But if it's your cup of tea and that concrete jungle is your flavor, knock yourself out. I know. Look, hey, listen, I lived in New York twice. It's, you know, a lot of people love it. I can't stand it. But if you love it, that's fine. Okay. We disagreed without being disagreeable. You know, I like kind of normal America, and that place ain't normal. And you understand, I understand both how these people fall into traps here. In New York, it's almost like Manhattan is a prison. Okay. And I mean that in the literal, a concrete prison. You get in there and you don't hear any noise outside those concrete walls. The only noise you hear is inside those concrete walls of Manhattan. So that's all your feedback. And in LA, you're surrounded by, well, it used to be, I mean, hell, Hollywood's about dead anymore, but you were surrounded by, especially when you would go to Staples Center, all the superstars of Hollywood. They would be there, and so there's all this glitterati, you know, courtside, you'd walk by, and it was every superstar you could imagine, right? And you're hanging around with them in the press room, and I see how people get sucked up into that world of Hollywood because of all the glamour and all the hype and all the stars and stars in your eyes and all that kind of stuff. I was like always cautious about it because, okay, I could actually see how you would get sucked. When I was anchoring at Staples and, you know, somebody would come up to me, like Costner would say, "Hi, John, I'm Kevin." Introduce himself to me. I'm like, "Oh, Kevin Costner knows who I am?" I mean, but I was like, okay, fine. I mean, I'm on all the time on every Lakers game. Sure, I guess he would understand who I am. But I can understand how you get sucked into that. And I was like, okay, I got to be very careful here that I don't, you know, just step over the bounds. That's not me big timing anybody. I'm just explaining to you how they view life. And so in both cases, in Los Angeles and in Nueva Yorka, they are locked into their own little bubbles. And they can't see nothing for nothing. Because they assume that they are it, okay? And you can't convince them otherwise. Wait, there's some place. I'm like, you know, get Snake Plissken and let's just like save some people, okay? Let's get the president out of New York. I mean, whatever we have to do, you know? Get the dude that's got the eye patch. Let's get him out of New York. Because those people are trapped. They're trapped in a mindset that says that of course, and it's just the way they think and the way they are. It's not that New Yorkers aren't nice people. I actually think one of the most untrue statements I've ever heard is that New Yorkers are bad people or mean. I actually think New Yorkers are actually, I know this is going to sound strange to you, I actually think they're pretty nice. I think they're pretty kind. Yeah, I know, you wouldn't think so, but they are. I mean, they're good people. I actually really like the people of New York. You know, they were fun. They were open. They were very gregarious. Because it's almost like you have to be an extrovert to live there. So, because otherwise you couldn't get along. Because you can't escape people. You know what I mean? It's like you have to like that. I guess that's one of the reasons I don't like it. Is because I am, first off, I'm a massive introvert. And secondly, I'm a little claustrophobic and I don't really want a whole bunch of, you know, I'll pick and choose, you know. I go to the movies. I'm the dude that wants to go to the movie where I'm like the only person in the theater and I sit in the middle of the theater and I spread out, "I am the king of this theater. Play my movie." That's what I want. I don't want to be in a movie theater with like 300 people crammed in with some fat dude sitting next to me with a Diet Coke and three candy bars and a large popcorn. That is not me, you know. Pass the nachos. No, dude, no, you know. No. So, anyway, back to Giannis. The fact that the national media is not paying attention to this is par for the course of the national media. I'm here to tell you, there's something in the water about the idea. You saw the videos that were starting to pop about Giannis and Trey at the All-Star game, you know, and then, you know, dribbling on the floor and then passing in the hallway. Ice Trey, Giannis, what is up? I think those two want to hook up. And if those two want to hook up, then that's what's going to happen. Because the fact of the matter remains, when superstars move in the NBA, whether it's LeBron from Cleveland to Miami, or LeBron from Miami to Cleveland, or Cleveland to LA to the Lakers, or where, when superstars move in the NBA, 99 times out of 100, unless a stupid owner in Dallas decides to trade one, 99 times out of 100, especially when they're free agents, they can kind of dictate where they want to go. Because Giannis will say, "All right, I want to go here." "Well, they're not giving us the best offer." "Okay, then I'll stay." "All right, fine." They can kind of dictate. And I think, and I want you to tell me what you think, I think Trey and Giannis can actually happen in Atlanta. 404-726-0929. If you want to be part of it, we'll bring you up to speed on some of the other headlines if you really want to hear them, because the Braves and United is not good. On Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the game. Sports Radio 90 Time the Game on a Sunday morning from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke with you alongside Miss Noelle White, one of my favorite people to work with. I love Noelle. How are you doing, Noelle, by the way? How are you hanging?
Good. I pretty enjoy working with you too, John.
So, Noelle, answer me a couple of questions here because I know that you're, you know, obviously astute and you get this. Am I reading this wrong about this whole Giannis thing?
I mean, no, but, you know, I'm very much a sports person like you. You know, I'm all about Atlanta and everything else can, you know, those chips can fall where they may. But it does seem like all signs point to trying to bring in Giannis Antetokounmpo, doesn't it?
Well, yes. Now, the other question is that a good thing? The reason I say yes, look, a trade for Giannis will be hyper costly. And I know that some fans have put out proposals, Hawks fans have put out proposals, Noel, that say this guy and that guy. And I'm like, Jalen Johnson. And they're like, no, we're not trading. Nah, guys, you don't have a choice.
Yeah, you're not
going to
have a choice.
And it could cost you Jalen and Zachary Risache.
Yeah.
It could.
Zaylen and Jack or Zaylen and Jalen and Dyson, some type of combination of players that we really, really right. enjoy. But that's how you make these moves happen, right?
Right. I mean, it's going to be, you know, very costly. Plus, your two number ones this year, future number ones, you're going to pay a high price. And I always love the people who come back in at me going, do you remember the Herschel Walker trade where – you know, they traded like eight players to get Herschel Walker. How did that work out? And I'm like, well, guys, do I remember? They always like to forget the ones that worked. Do you remember the Julio Jones trade where we traded like five thing? And how did that work out for us?
Because Cleveland did nothing with those picks.
And what did Julio? Oh, that's right. He going to Canton.
Yeah, future Hall of Famer. Yeah. So, and for a team like the Hawks, it'd be different if you were like some other historic franchise who could probably, you know, build it the long way and put the building blocks together and whatever, whatever. But if you're the Hawks, this is a swing worth taking.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too. I mean, I love the young Hawks, and if they weren't going to make a move, I was good with Jalen coming in, the two draft picks. Okay. And by the way, it may still be, who knows, that may be my option here. But then they got rid of Landry Fields. And that changed everything. I went, oh, okay. What's, and then not only did they get rid of Landry Fields, they took the two jobs, which is the boss, the director of basketball operations, team president, and the general manager, and split them. And I went, oh, we're going to have two people.
Right.
Okay. Where are we going with this? And then rumors start to surface of, you know, somebody tied to the Milwaukee Bucks for team president. Oh, and Giannis's agent for general manager. Don't take no brainiac to figure out where we might be headed.
Right, exactly. That's what I saw, too. It sounds like anything outside of keeping Osai Sala in that position looks like trying to acquire Giannis.
Exactly. And the New York media and the L.A. media living in those bubbles. That's why I say to you, they live in the bubbles. I'm like, guys, you're not really paying attention here. I want to only, like, I think Giannis and Trey, I'm willing to roll the dice. I'd love to have this happen. But I want that blockbuster trade. I want the New York media and L.A. media to be blindsided. Huh? He go, well, we didn't see that coming. Yeah. So, yeah. Somebody tell me. Did everybody see the movie Deep Impact? Did you see the wave coming? I didn't. God bless America. You know, stand on the shore of the Jersey Shore and wait for the wave.
They're so stuck in their own echo chamber and they're so stubborn. It's almost like the Kirk Cousins thing with it's almost like the Falcons and the Kirk Cousins thing. I'm still seeing YouTube videos about who could possibly be cut in June with Kirk Cousins' face on the. I'm like, y'all still aren't getting it.
No, they're not. The Falcons aren't cutting it. Kirk Cousins. The Falcons are going to hold on to Kirk Cousins for dear life, even if they have to pay him $45 million or whatever for the entire year. It doesn't matter. They're going to hold on to him forever.
Exactly. And I feel like this Giannis thing, until it all shakes out, is going to be very similar. Atlanta's going to be in the background, and everybody's going to ignore it. And then if it turns out to be what it is, then everybody's going to try to play the I'm super surprised card, even though it's all right here in front of you. The Falcons are screaming what the plan is. I mean, the Hawks are screaming what the plan is.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing I can think is because, you know, and I've been, of course, you know, one of the leading voices in this whole trade thing. If you've been listening to me for, you know, ever since Trey showed up, I mean, over the last 13 years of the station, but I have been saying, look, the time is now. Let's go make the big move. Let's see what happens because you have nothing to lose here. In my opinion. Now, if you think there's something to lose, tell me at 404-726-0929. I think rolling the dice with Trey, there's only two options. You're either going to roll the dice with Trey or you're going to trade Trey. I mean, having this continue, even with a young team, you know, and Trey is certainly a facilitator on the young team, you give it one more year. I'm not saying you trade him now. You give him one more year and then you go, okay, you know, we're just not going. It's going to turn into Josh and Joe where you win 50 games, maybe, and you make the playoffs and then you're out. In order to really take that, sometimes you have to jump three levels at once. And the only way to jump three levels, and when you jump three levels, you may teeter on that top step a little bit and you may fall. But you take that shot, and at least you took the shot. And I respect the people that take the shot. And it's time for the Hawks to shoot their shot and to go for broke here and to try to make something really big happen in terms of this franchise. Because waiting around and waiting around and waiting around, it just ain't working for you. You know, and the idea of, well, you have to be patient. No, you don't have to be patient. This whole thing about being patient just drives me nuts. You don't have to be patient. There's such a thing as, like, I don't know, free agency. Why do you have to be patient? Do you think that fans, that's the one thing I'll give the fans in New York and L.A. having worked there. They're not patient. Oh, there's no patience. You know, I mean, you better spend what you have to spend. You better move whatever you have to do. There's no patience. Okay? Now, granted, between the two of them, they have like 20 professional teams, and so somebody's going to bound to be good. But, I mean, there's just simply no patience. And the same is true in Boston. All right. So since we mentioned it, speaking of no patience, let's bring the Braves into this. There's no reason. All right, give me a reason, please, why today there shouldn't be an announcement of Ronald Acuna coming up to the big club. Now, remember, he's got to serve a 3-game suspension. Okay? They suspended him for 3 games because of the tweet. I think they should probably figure out something else, suspend the sentence pending something, you know what I mean? But I don't see any reason to wait on him. Does anybody see? If you could tell me why we should wait on Ronald Acuna now, let me know. 404-726-0929. There's that. The other part of this is, of course, is the bullpen. And the third part of this is Snicker. I mean, this when you got the Monteros and the De La Cruzes and the Bummers, I mean, they are bummers. I mean, you're going to put in Pierce Johnson to throw slow curves to left-handed hitters in that ballpark? Okay. How did that work out for you? Yeah, you know, I mean, this team, they're surprisingly 500, considering the fact that they haven't played all that well, and there's no there there. I mean, so, you know, hey, listen, you know, credit to that, I guess. They, you know, a lot of teams wouldn't even be 500, but, you know, they have enough talent that it just kind of buoys them up a little bit. So you tell me about the Braves here, because, again, it's we're going back to how they're kind of mismanaging the bullpen. And, you know, I don't know. I just, well, you can't hang on to a lead suddenly. 4-1, 6-2, whatever it is, you can't hold on to a lead. It just drives me batty. And so, you know, they've given away a couple of games here recent that they should have won. Then there's Atlanta United. Since you brought it up, I know you didn't. You know, they're in 14th place out of 15 teams. They lost 1-0 to Philadelphia Union. They've won twice this year in 14 games. I don't remember the exact date of the season opener. It was a while ago, like 2 months ago or something like that. They won their season opener, which means they've won one game in the last 2 months or so. I've been saying why I don't understand certain things, okay? Back 3 games ago, I was saying, it's patently obvious to me, that the coach and the roster do not mix. Okay? They just don't. I'm not faulting anybody. I'm not saying that it's the coach's fault. I think Ronnie Dio is probably a very accomplished coach and a very good coach. I think the roster's got a lot of really good players. It just doesn't work. And the only thing they've got going offensively is, you know, Jamal Thierry as a late sub. That seems to work. You know, aside from that, nothing else works. You're not getting anything out of Latte Lath. You're not getting anything out of Miggy. You're not getting anything. This roster just isn't providing you anything. So the only thing I could think is that it's a bad mix. And if you're going to make, see, this is what I don't get. 3 games ago, I would have made the move. I would have called Ronnie Dylan and said, look, Ronnie, you're a very accomplished coach. You're a nice guy. We love you. This just ain't working. And again, I use the example of dating, okay? If you should know by the second date whether or not something's going to work. If you're on date number 3 and you're kind of going, I'm not really sure that this is going to, I mean, you get set up, you know, hey, blind date. And the friend says, oh, you're a good-looking guy. She's a good-looking gal. You know, you're funny. She's funny. You know, you both have the same values. You guys should work perfect together. But it's just, there's just something, and you should, by all accounts, because everything from the outside looks like you should work together. But you're on, like, the third date, and there's just some rub there. It's not anybody's fault. You're a good guy. She's a good gal. You both have kind of, like, the same things. Everything lines up. Check, 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 check. It should work. And yet there's just something kind of missing. There's a little bit of a disc, you know, why are you hanging around, dude? Why are you wasting your money and time? You shouldn't be. By the way, if that's you, stop it. Okay. Just stop it. And in order to be mean, you just have to sit down and look and go, hey, look, you know, either way, by the way, this works either way. You know, you're attractive, you're smart, you're funny. You should check every box. I don't know. It's not necessarily, by the way, never say it's me. Okay, just say, it's us. We don't work, okay? Not my world, and I don't know what it is we're missing, but us, we don't work. There's no us here. Don't say, oh, it's me. Don't do that, because then that sounds like a cop-out. And don't ever say it's you until you get divorced, and then you can, in court, you can do it. Anyway, so, no, just, you know, it's us. It just doesn't work, okay? And so this is what's happening with United. And if they move on from Ronnie Dyla in a couple of games, I'm like, why didn't you do that 5 games ago? It's like the whole Kirk Cousins thing again. We saw after the Denver game, we're all going, hey, we're like, you know, it's like the meme of Leonardo DiCaprio when he's pointing, hey, you know, that we're all going, hey, get that guy out of here. You know, get him on the sidelines, put Penix in. And they're like, huh, what, huh? We're all going, hey, there's a, hey, boy. And they don't. And they finally bring Penix, and it's too late. Atlanta United is running the risk of it being too late because they are so far behind. They're running the risk right now of destroying their season. They should have moved 3 games ago. They should move tomorrow for a new head coach. And it's not Ryan Dyla's fault. It's just, it's us, okay? It's not a divorce. It's a separation on good terms. Best of luck to you, Ronnie. Go knock him dead. You got to find somebody that can light something under that team because this isn't working at all. I mean, they're horrendously bad with that roster. All right, quick break, and then let's talk to you. Jump into the program, 404-726-0929. Let's talk Braves, let's talk Hawks, let's talk United. We got Falcons of college football. We got a ton. Is Giannis going to be here? Are you starting to smell the whole Giannis thing happening for the Atlanta Hawks? Because I am. I think this is more than just, oh, wishful thinking now. I think it's like, eh, this could happen. And how does that make you feel? On Sports Radio 99 The Game. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sunday morning on Sports Radio 99 The Game. John Fricke with you. Until 2 o'clock this afternoon, you and I can talk. 404-726-0929. There's the Braves, the Hawks, the Falcons, United. I've got college football news. There's the NFL. There's the NBA playoffs. I mean, there's a lot going on. By the way, did you know just in the NBA playoffs that, and matter of fact, I think in the NHL too, that like tonight is game 7 of Denver and Oklahoma City. If the Nuggets win, we get on to the final four, right? There will be no number one seeds and no number two seeds. Did you see that, Noel? It'll be three, two fours, and a six.
Yeah, and that kind of just speaks to how crazy this playoffs has been this season.
You know, and I think tonight is the same thing. If Florida beats the Maple Leafs, the NHL won't have a number one seed left. I'd have to double check that. But anyway, it'll be just kind of interesting. And this is, again, leading to, again, the big meeting coming up in the next week of Giannis and the Bucks, where Giannis is basically going to say, you know, I think it's time. And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here. I could be way off. I mean, and who knows? I've been way off before. I'm married a second time. I mean, I think I'm seeing something that the New York and LA media just assumes. He wants to be a Laker. He wants to be a Knick. And I'm like, I guess I think he wants to be a Hawk. No. Good one. He wants to go down to that franchise? Yeah, sure. Nobody cares about them down there. 404-726-0929. Hawks, Braves, United. Am I wrong about, you know, United waiting too long to make this? They're going to make the coaching change. Why are you waiting? It's got to happen. Come on. It's got to happen. Ken's with us on the waitfor.com hotline, and you can be too as well. Hey, Ken, good morning to you.
Hey, John, good morning to you, man. John, I tell you, I want to start out with the Braves, and then I'm going to go to this Giannis thing here in a second. But Brian Snicker, I am so tired of him right now, man. Why would you put in a breaking ball pitcher to face the Boston lineup when the guys on the TV side were saying that that's the best pitch they hit? And you got him warming up, and you're going to put him in a critical situation. The Braves will never, ever win another World Series as long as that dude is in that dugout, man. He's won his one world title. Do us all a favor, Snick. Please, go take another nap and retire. Please. It's over. It's over. Now, to this Giannis thing, man, I got to give it to you, John. You're the most optimistic Atlanta fan that I know. I have never thought about Giannis playing with Trey. Well, I thought about it, but I get it out of my mind really quickly because I know that's, you know, it's virtually impossible to happen. But from what you told me this morning, it kind of makes sense. I'm like, leave it to John to kind of open my eyes about Giannis, man. And, man, if that happens, I think I may get me some season tickets, John. That would be great. I think the Hawks will be right there as one of those teams in the Eastern Conference right there to come out, you know, to come out to East to go to the NBA Finals, man. What you feel,
well,
how you feel about
you,
that, John?
Yeah, well, a couple things, Ken, I want to ask you. When I first broached this, Noel, I first started talking about this maybe 2 months ago?
Yeah, that sounds about right, John.
So, Ken, about 2 months ago, I started saying, hey, let's talk about Trey and Giannis together. And people were like, what? And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I think he could be gone at the end of the year talking about Giannis. And people said, and the initial reaction was, why would you want to do it? It doesn't really do anything for your team. You'd have to break up all these young players and things of that nature. And I said, well, let's flip this around. Ken, if Giannis were to stay in Milwaukee with an aging team, not a young team, but if he were to stay in Milwaukee and all of a sudden the Hawks decided they were going to move on from Trey, let's just say this happens, and they were trading Trey to Milwaukee for, you know, players and a ton of picks that Milwaukee didn't have, but if they were going to trade to Milwaukee and all of a sudden the big breaking news was Trey Young traded to Milwaukee for this and that and it's Trey and Giannis, would the national media immediately start talking on all those talk shows on ESPN that don't count, that nobody watches, that, you know, hey, listen, the Milwaukee Bucks are like one of the favorites to win the NBA title. Would they say that if Trey went to join Giannis in Milwaukee?
Of course they would.
Okay, so will they say that if Giannis comes here to be with Trey?
No, what they're going to do is try to downplay it and see what the Hawks don't have.
Right.
You know, that's what they do, John. This is Atlanta, man. I don't know why they treat Atlanta sports the way they do with the national media, but I'm over them. I don't pay any more attention, John. My biggest thing is this. We as fans in this town, we need to start holding management and ownership more accountable, man. And then maybe it'll change. we can start winning some championships more than what we do. It's no reason why the Braves should be doing what they're doing. It's no reason why the Hawks should be flowing in mediocrity, man, for the last 5-6 years, man. Put something around, Trey. Go out.
Well, I think we're talking about different. So, Ken, we're talking about different things, right? I mean, you have Braves Holding. People think Liberty Media, but they broke it off from Liberty Media. I mean, it's all kind of the same company. It's still John Malone. But Liberty Media itself only owns about 5% of the Braves now. And Braves Holding is spending money on buildings across 75 over there by the Weather Channel because they want to build this whole thing over there and not about, you know, the roster. So Alex Anthopoulos, as great a GM as he is, and he is a truly great executive, is really dealing in a different world where he's under artificial constraints as to what he can and cannot do. And he has to get board approval from Braves Holdings to do some things, like maybe ask the manager to step aside. So he's in a different kind of world and a more difficult world to deal with. When it comes to the Hawks and the Falcons and United, between Arthur Blank and Josh Blank, between Tony Ressler and Jamie Gertz, they control any decision is their call. They just make it, they're like, you know, King Henry VIII sitting high on the throne saying, behead that woman, I want to marry somebody else. So they just make the call. There's no board approval, or they don't need anybody's other opinion except to make the move, which is why the national media can, going back to the Kirk Cousins thing, doesn't understand the Kirk Cousins thing. I tried to walk them through when the Falcons leaked for a reason the interview, or rather the meeting between Kirk Cousins and Mr. Blank, and the Falcons had to leak it, or otherwise we wouldn't know it, the private meeting.
Well, that was intentional.
Of course it was, and it was all designed for them to understand, all the teams to understand, when Arthur Blank says something, he means it, and when he says, I'm going to do what's in the best interest of the team, he's not cutting him. For God's sakes, pay attention.
I hear you, man. You're preaching to the choir, man.
So now the wrestlers, for God's sakes, for the national media, pay attention. We have this young team, correct, Ken? I mean, a starting five that's younger, was last year younger in average age than the Auburn Tigers. How about that? That's how young they were.
Wow.
Yeah. Auburn's starting five was older average age than the Atlanta Hawks. How about that? So you've got Trey, but hey, just follow me for a second. You got Trey, you got, you know, the, you know, guy that finished up rookie of the year, set runner up. Okay, whatever. The guy that finished up defensive player of the year, runner up. What a joke. You know, Okongwu grew. And of course, you got Jalen out there and he gets injured, but, you know, we've seen him grow year over year. And so you want to believe that he would come back. And you have a core of a starting five. You have the beginnings of a bench. You have two draft picks at 13 and 22. You've got some money to go into free agency. This can all be built out. This can be a 50-win team. And up, what do they do, Ken? They up and fire the GM.
Yeah.
What? Okay. And then it starts circulating that they're going to split the jobs. And you're like, what? And then it starts circulating in the rumor mill, of which they're not denying it, that the two people that may be in line for the jobs our guy from the Milwaukee Bucks, who's Giannis' guy, and Giannis' agent. Does it take a brainiac, Ken, to figure out where we might be headed?
John, they can see what's going on, but they don't want to connect the dots because we're talking about Atlanta. It was like, you know, hey, this can't be happening. No, we're not even going to talk it up. We're not even going to talk about it in the national media. But my thing is this, John, you brought up what we're going to have to give up to get Giannis. If we give up all of those players and draft picks, we pretty much have given up. What are we going to put around Trey and Giannis? I mean, it won't
okay,
be anything
let's,
left.
Okay, let's talk about that. Right, let's stop for a second, Ken, because you're bringing up some really good points here. And I'll address that in a moment. Again, I want to go back to now the rumors are circulating that the big boss, one of the big bosses in Milwaukee, is about to become the team president, or potentially could become the team president in Atlanta. That Giannis' agent, Alex Tsiratsis, is in line to potentially be the general manager of the Hawks. You don't, Ken, you don't read that as the Hawks going out to hire these two guys in an effort to get Giannis to come here. You could read it that way. You could say, okay, well, what if we hired, you know, his guy from Milwaukee and his agent, made him the team president and the GM? Could we lure Giannis here? That's not the reason those names are there. Those names are there because Giannis says to you, this is who I want. Follow me? It's not one leading the other. The lead point on that is Giannis telling the Hawks, hey, listen, I'll come to Atlanta if you bring my guys with me. So here's to your point. If the trade were to cost you Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risacher, your two number ones from this year and two future number ones, you'd have Giannis, you'd have Trey, you'd have Dyson, you'd have Okongwu as a backup to Giannis, or even allow them to double low post. You'd still, you know what? I think you can go into free agency. What are you going to be able to do? You're going to be able to get veteran players on minimum contracts who want to come to this team to play with Giannis and Trey, correct?
I hope so, John.
To play for a ring?
I hope so. Yeah, absolutely. To play for a ring. I'm excited. If that happens, I'm going to invest in some season tickets, Hawk season tickets, and I'm going to be down there rooting my boys on, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ken. What happened in L.A. with Kobe and Shaq? So you had Kobe, right? And then Shaq wants to go to L.A. to do the whole movie thing and the rap thing and whatnot. But he wants to go to L.A. too to play with Kobe. And once he shows up there, then all of a sudden, I'm getting things on my phone from my wife. Okay, I'll take care of that later, honey. Thank you. Love you. All of a sudden, players start showing up, raising their hands, going, hey, how about I come to L.A. and play with you guys? Because they start seeing Shaq and Kobe, hey, these are the Rick Foxes of the world, the Bob Orries of the world, the veterans coming in going, hey, listen, it was even Karl Malone and Gary Payton at one point. We'll play for veteran minimum for a chance to win a ring. And so we'll come in and play for a year or so with a chance to win a ring. And so these guys show up because now they're ring chasing. And that's what would happen here. Now you say to yourself, well, John, that's L.A. They've got the whole rap scene. They've got the whole movie scene. Noel, can I ask you a question?
Sure, John.
The rap scene and the movie scene, is that L.A. or is that now Atlanta?
Ooh, giving it a real run for your money, huh?
No, I'm just saying.
No,
we're not Memphis. We're not Kansas City.
Exactly. I mean, we've coined the new sideline term for when all the celebrities sit on the court. It's called Gucci Row now.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'm just saying, don't downplay what Atlanta is. Look, guys and gals, Miami has been a destination. And there's nothing wrong with Miami. If you love Miami, that's great. I don't really care for Miami. I prefer, I like the United States. I don't want to have to go to Miami. I'm not a huge Miami fan, okay? That's fine if you love it. I'm not a huge Florida fan, but that's okay. You love what you love, but Miami's a draw. Miami's got the ocean. It's got Palm Beach. It's got the kind of the whole South Beach thing going, right? You don't think Atlanta's got draw? Guys, we're not... Let's see. Pick a city north of Atlanta, okay? Just pick a random city somewhere in the Great Lakes region, all right? Milwaukee, which great town. Love Milwaukee. Have a lot of friends there. My first wife and her family are all from Milwaukee. I've been there many, 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 many times, okay? The Elm Grove, Waukesha, they're all throughout Milwaukee many, many times. I do like Milwaukee. It ain't remotely close to Atlanta, okay? It's just not even in the same universe as Atlanta. It's time for Atlanta to start acting like we're the Los Angeles, because we are. And it's better than Los Angeles, because if you haven't been to Los Angeles lately, Los Angeles has turned into a pit hole, okay? It's just disgusting. And last time I was there, I was like, oh my God, this city is just, ugh. And I worked and lived there for a long time. And it's really bad. No, Atlanta is, we're it. And it's time for us to start being it, and I think this is happening. What do you say? 404-726-0929. I'm this close to saying, boys and girls, Trey and Giannis is going to happen on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.